New Accretion Constraint on the Evaporation of Primordial Black Holes, by Said Sajjad Tabbas et al. In this paper, we have investigated the processes of evaporation and accretion of primordial black holes during the radiation-dominated era and the matter-dominated era. This subject is very important since usually these two processes are considered independent of each other. In other words, previous works consider them in such a way that they do not have a direct effect on each other, and as a result, their effects on the mass of primordial black holes are calculated separately. The calculations of this paper indicate that assuming these two processes independently of each other will lead to wrong results that only give correct answers within certain limits. In fact, in general, it is a mistake to consider the static state for the event horizon of primordial black holes and perform calculations related to their evaporation, while the radius of primordial black holes is constantly changing due to accretion. In addition, we have shown that considering the dynamic event horizon in some masses and in some times can lead to the shutdown of the Hawking evaporation process. This study is much more accurate and detailed than our previous study. These calculations show well the mass evolution of primordial black holes from the time of formation to the end of the matter-dominated era, taking into account both the main processes governing black holes, evaporation and accretion. This was New Accretion Constraint on the Evaporation of Primordial Black Holes, by Said Sajjad Tabbas et al.